From Saturday Night News headquarters, this is Weekend Update with Chevy Chase.
You under the covers right now? Did you shower? Good evening. I'm Chevy Chase. The top story is, of course, the good news that President Ford is over that week-long bout with that stubborn cold.
That's a young Chevy Chase in 1975, anchoring Saturday Night Live's Weekend Update. It's the show's longest-running sketch, and this fall, a new young face, Michael Che, will join the list of famous funny people who've sat in the anchor's chair. Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, and Seth Meyers have also hosted the program, but Michael Che is the first African-American to do so. He'll co-host with Colin Jost, who joined Weekend Update last season, and he'll replace Cecily Strong, who will stay with the general cast of SNL.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us from time to time, and he's back with us for more on this. Hi, Eric.
Hey, back for more punishment.
Back for more punishment. And, you know, some of our listeners may know Michael Che as a Daily Show correspondent on Comedy Central. I want to listen to a little bit of him before we start talking about him. Here's a bit of a segment he did that got a lot of attention about gun carrying etiquette in restaurants.
Don't carry a gun if you're black. Okay? Or anything that looks like a gun. Don't even carry gum. It sounds too much like gum.
Eric, tell us more about Michael Che and what he's going to bring to Weekend Update.
Well, what's interesting about Michael Che is he's had a sort of a meteoric rise through the ranks of stand-up comedy in New York City. He developed an early reputation as somebody who was really good. He won New York's funniest stand-up competition not too long ago. And in 2013, just last year, he was getting write-ups in Variety and in Rolling Stone magazine as a really funny stand-up comic. And he joined the writing staff of Saturday Night Live that year. Apparently, he worked with Colin Jost during that time, and they got along very well. And Jost is one of the head writers of the show now. So when they were looking for someone to pair with Jost for Weekend Update, the top producer of the show, Lorne Michaels, said those two had the best chemistry, and he wanted to put them together. So the hope, I think, is that he'll bring some of that topical comedy, particularly relating to diversity, and bring it to Weekend Update and Saturday Night Live, which has often been criticized for a lack of diversity.
Well, it sure has, and it got a lot of criticism for that not long ago. And since then, they have made a real effort, viewers have noticed, to incorporate more black characters into all kinds of sketches that they've been doing.
Well, you know, they had a key hire earlier this year where they hired a black woman to join the cast, and that allowed them to have a black woman who could actually play black female characters on this show. Imagine that. So they had a black woman who could play Michelle Obama and who could play the lead character from Scandal, Olivia Pope, or any black woman without making one of the black men who were on the cast dress up in drag. And I think that opened up a lot of characters and a lot of sketches that they could do on the show. And so I'm wondering if this is just a sense of, you know, Michael Che had already worked on Saturday Night Live, and there was a sense that he was going to land on the air somewhere because he was just too funny to stay off camera. And they're bringing him back to the fold maybe as a way of saying, look, we're going to be more diverse, and we're going to be more diverse in a visible way.
Eric, the person he's replacing, Cecily Strong, it almost seems like she just started anchoring Weekend Update. And here's a funny moment from her last season.
First Lady Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign released a video Thursday showing President Obama and Joe Biden exercising by running around the White House. And I think it's probably hard for all of us to picture Joe Biden running around without hearing this music.
So she hadn't been there that long, but now there's more change. What's your overall sense? What do you think about this change in the lineup?
Well, you know, I do think it's unfortunate that Cecily had to lose her place on the show, because I think she's done a good job. And as you mentioned, she had to come on as co-host of Update with Seth Meyers. And then when Seth Meyers left to host his late night show on NBC, Colin Jost came on, and she had to learn how to work with him. And her reward for that is that she's now been displaced from the show by Michael Che.
Right.
And you know, one of the now she's turned into one of the longest tenured women who's still on the show, and that's a very visible spot. That's always been a very important spot on the show, because when you're on Update, you're always on the show every week. So it's a key job, and it's good to see an up-and-coming talent like Michael Che get it.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thank you.
Thanks for having me.